Shmuel that said before, even on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to rip it open, that he says, ki hai tana, like this tana. The tana will not like this. If you have the string again that's tying down this knot, that's tying down the door to the ground. Matir, you're allowed to untie the knot. There's no issur, it's called the kesher sheino shakayomo. The knot was not made to stay too long. You know for sure you can untie it right away. So you're allowed to untie this knot on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Avoloi mafkia, avoloi chaytich. But you're not allowed to untwirl the string, or you're not allowed to cut the string. And here the Brisa says clearly, echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. Whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cut the string of stuff that's tying something down to the ground. What about the Sheva Kli? Let's say the string is only tying down a box or a Kli utensil, something that's not attached to the ground. Then we say like this, the Shabbos matir, you're allowed to untie it, avoloi mafkia v'loi chaytich. You're not allowed to rip it or cut it. The Yom Tov, but on Yom Tov, matir or mafkia v'chaytich. You're allowed to tie it, untie it, rip it on Yom Tov. Tomorrow says, Teras l'chor reisha. Very good, you answer the reisha. Rashi, the milsa the shmu, the chesom eshev akarka, the messiah lay haitana. This time is a raya that chesom eshev akarka on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, if it's attached to the ground, if it's tying down a door to the ditch. So the string, you're not allowed to rip or not allowed to untwirl it on Shabbos. That you brought me a good raya, Yom Tov and Shabbos. El is safe akasha. But the Sefer is Akasha now. So Rashi learned Sefer Akasha. The Yom HaShemuel Koshmul said before, Fisho Kelim, if you have the string tying up a box, a utensil, Afilu B'Shabbos Matu Mafkiya V'Chaytach. He said before Shmuel, or even on Shabbos, you're allowed to rip the string, cut the string. V'Aitan Atonin over here, in this price, it says, Fisho Kelim, if you have a utensil that's tied up, B'Shabbos Matu, on Shabbos, you're allowed to untie the knot, Avoloi Mafkiya V'Loi Chaytach. But you're not allowed to go to cut the string. So you see, you're not allowed to cut the string on Shabbos, on a Kli. So this part is a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel said before, if the string is only going around the Kli, a utensil, not something attached to the ground, there's no, like it's a binyan astira on it, you are allowed to rip it on Shabbos. And the other Brisa says, nothing doing. You're not allowed to rip the string on Shabbos. At most you could do is just untie it. So the Morin says, Hamani Rebbe Nechemihi. This Brisa goes according to Rebbe Nechemia. So Rashi says, Kloima. Really, on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut the string. The aim bam is shum stira. There's no way to stira if it's only a kli. Well, a high tana gufa. According to this tana here, if you would be able to cut the string with your hand, sure, you would be allowed to do it. V'hod the kosa, Rashi explains, why does this price say you're not allowed to? Because there is a muksa involved. Mishum tiltu sakin. Because according to Rabbi Nechemia, you're not allowed to touch the knife for this purpose. Nechemiah is very makbid about muksa and holds that you're allowed to touch utensils, kalim, knives on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. It's only for the purpose that it's supposed to be used for. Like, let's say he says a spoon. A spoon is meant to eat soup with, to drink soup with. That's what you use a spoon for. So to take your spoon to cut food, you're not allowed to, according to Nechemiah. You can only use it for the purpose that it's used for always. So therefore, a knife. If knife is used to cut meat, to cut food, but it's not meant to cut string, therefore you're not allowed to touch the knife to cut the string because it's an issur muksa. So nothing to do with the issur of cutting, of breaking the string. Like if you could break it with your hands, it would be mutter. That's the Gemara's answer. And the Gemara, Hamani Reb Nechemihi, this brayta that says you can't cut it on Shabbos, even the string that's attached to a kli goes according to Rav Nechemia. The Yoma Kol HaKelim and Yitolim El Derech Tashmishin. All the kelim you can only touch the way that it's that's Derech Tashmishin, the way you use it. Its use, and for that purpose only and for nothing else. Lalacha, we don't hold like Rav Nechemia. We hold a kli Shom Lachta Li'isr, you're allowed to use for any purpose you want. And we even hold a kli Shom Lachta Li'isr, much like a hammer. If you have no other way of breaking open a nut, you're allowed to use the hammer for dover a heter. For something you're allowed to do, you're even allowed to use a kli shom lachta liyisr. So we don't hold like Reb Nechemia. But according to Reb Nechemia Shita, even a spoon that you're allowed to use, or a talis, it's only for the purpose that it's always used for. So the Gemara asks, E Reb Nechemia, if you want to say this grace that goes according to Reb Nechemia, my ira, what was it talking about? My ear is Shabbos. Why is it talking about Shabbos only? Afilu Yom Tov Nami. The same halach would apply to on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov also, you're not allowed to touch a knife, according to him, for a purpose that's not used with a knife. So for cutting string, that's not what the knife is meant for. It's not what the usual act, the usual usage of a knife is to use to cut food, and not to cut string with. So even on Yom Tov will be muksa. V'chi taima, maybe you want to answer me, maybe you tell me. Shan yaleli rab Nechemya, vein shavus Shabbos. L'shavus Yom Tov, that the Nechemya maybe is more makel, is more lenient on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. On Shabbos, he holds muksa, you're not allowed to move it around. But on Yom Tov, maybe he's makel. So Mar asks, O mi shan yaleli, is there any difference on Nechemya? For a time, you will learn like this. V'atoni, chodo, ma'asikin v'kelim, v'yein ma'asikin m'shuv v'kelim. One writer says you're allowed to burn like a wood of a kli, a chair that broke, masikim mekelim, v'yein masikim mishuvik, the opposite. Masikim mekelim, you're allowed to take a full chair and use it to burn. You could throw it into the fire, use it for burning wood. But v'yein masikim mishuvikelim, if you have a broken chair, so the broken chair, the pieces of wood, you're not allowed to throw into the fire to burn. That you can't do. The Tanya, another writer said like this, masikim, you are allowed to use this wood of chairs for burning purposes. Bain v'kelim, bain m'shuv v'kelim. So it's a stira. Whether the chair is broken or whether the chair is whole, you're allowed to take the pieces of the whole chair and throw it into the fire. V'tan yidach, another braisa said, ein masikim loy v'kelim loy m'shuv v'kelim. You're not allowed to burn, ein masikim, you're not allowed to burn, loy v'kelim loy m'shuv v'kelim. So it's a stira. Even a broke, even a full kli, you can't burn. O Mashani, the answer is like this, like Kasha. Ho Reb Yehuda. One sheet that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda holds from the Yisra of Muksa. If you hold from the Yisra of Muksa, therefore, if it's a complete chair that's usable right now, so it's not Muksa, you're allowed to pick it up and throw it into the fire. If the chair first broke on Yom Tov, it became Muksa now on Yom Tov. It became not fit to be used, therefore it's Muksa. Ho Rabbi Shimon, the last thing that says you're allowed to use even the kelim that broke on Yom Tov, that goes according to Rabbi Shimon, does not hold for Muksa. Ho Rabbi Nechemya, and the first one that says, the middle one that says you can't use either of them, whether the chair is whole or whether the chair is broken, you can't use it for burning purposes, is because the Nechemya holds that a chair, what's the purpose of a chair? To sit on. The purpose of the chair is not to use it for firewood. Therefore, it's muksa, according to the Nechemya, to use a chair for firewood. And here, for sure, we're talking about on Yom Tov, because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn altogether. So we're talking about on Yom Tov, and still, the Nechemya says on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take even a whole chair, even though the chair you're allowed to use and move around for the purpose of sitting on, but that's all. You're allowed to use a chair for its purpose, its use of sitting on, but not for the purpose of, burning. So you see, Rav Nechemya holds the sheet even on Yom Tov also. See, if the price before goes according to Rav Nechemya, why does it only say on Shabbos? It should even say on Yom Tov also. And this, the Gemara answer is, Trei Tanoi V'alib Rav Nechemya. I tell you, there are two different Tanoi V'alib Rav Nechemya. True. One time holds that Rav Nechemya only said his din on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. And this last brisa he holds, no, Rav Nechemya said his din even on Yom Tov also. So therefore there's no theory that the first brisa goes according to Shmuel, that holds that on Shabbos you're not allowed to cut at all. By Shemkin on Yom Tov really you would be allowed to cut it. Just Rav Nechemya holds, as muksa, you're not allowed to cut the string because you can't use the knife for such a purpose on Yom Tov. Alright, turn over. The Mishnah says weiter, Ein Poichsin es Haner. You're not allowed to like hollow out the lamp on Yom Tov. Ein Poichsin es Haner. The Vnei Shuois the Kli, because it's considered you're making a utensil. So Rashi learns Ein Poichsin es Haner means Litol Echad Min Abeitzim Shal Yetzer. If you have like a piece of clay that the clay man makes a nair out of it, Litol Echad Min Abeitzim Shal Yetzer Litcha Bagroi for a certain one, you stick your fist into the clay to make a place to put nair, to put the shemen on Yom Tov. So that's also, you can't take a piece of clay and hollow out the middle of it to make a nair, to make a lantern to use. That's also to do on Yom Tov, because you're making a kli. You're not allowed to make charcoal on Yom Tov. And you're not allowed to cut a wick into two pieces. We have Yehuda Reimer Choytcha B'yor. If Yehuda says yes, you're allowed to cut the wick in half by a flame. In other words, take the wick in the middle, the center of the wick, light a fire there, and that will make it break in half. That you're allowed to do. Rashi learns, you can't make charcoal. The inonami kli, it's also called you making a utensil. The trufa zov, you could use it for other purposes. And the same thing, a wick is also called a tikkun mana to cut the wick in half. But to make it with a shinui, by through fire, that's what Yehuda says you're allowed to. Mar says, Mantan, who's the Tanaba Mishnah, the Pchisas Ner Mona, that hollowing out in a clay, a holvia to put oil, to make a Ner, to make a lantern out of it, that's called a Mona, it's called you're doing something. So Rashi is like, the Chiddush is, Kodium Shitsof Sobekivshim. The Chiddush is, you have the raw clay. Now a raw clay is not really into a kli. After you form the kli, then you first have to like bake it in the oven. So one svara is not called the kli until it's baked in the oven. It shouldn't be an iser altogether. Our Mishnah here holds no. You're not allowed to even form the clay, hollow out the clay. Mashma, it's called making a kli even before it's baked in the oven. So who's the time that it holds a kli, an earthly kli, is called the kli before it's baked in the oven. So Marin says, not yet. Mantana the psichas ner monu om Rav Yosef Rav Meir. This goes according to Rav Meir Shita. The Tanya would learn like this: kli cheres. If you have an earthly kli, mi'ein l'sayim mekabel tumah. At what stage is it mekabel tumah? When is it called a finished kli that now of a sheretz touches it is mekabel tumah? Mi shenigmer malach to div Rav Meir. When you finished its work, that's called. Assuming you finished its work, so Rashi learns it means when you finish chakikosam, when you finish forming the kli. Even before it's baked in the oven, it's called a kli, an earthly kli, and if a sheretz touches it now, it's makabel tumah. Rabbi Yeshua Vayna, Mishi Yitzav, so the kivshan, no, nothing doing. It's not called a finished kli yet, until you first, like, bake it in the oven. So you see, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the kli, the utensil, is not called finished, until first you finish baking it in the oven. Omala Samel, our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Meir, and does not go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Tumor says no. Oh, Malaya Baya Mimai. How do you know this? Dilma may be at Kan Loi Kamer Rav Meir. When did Rav Meir say his halacha that the kli is mekabel tumah right away? Hosam el de chosle kabule bay midi. Because right now, when you hollowed out this kli, the clay, it's usable right now to accept something. It could be mekabel. It could receive something, and you could store something in it. So therefore, it's called the kli utensil right now. Our component to be mekabel tumah. Avol hocha, but over here on Shabbos. Lamai Chazi, what is it used before? The Kabuli Beit Shite. So really, the way Rashi explains it here. Like, in my mind, how do you know this? The Rav Meir holds that by a Nair is just like other Kli Cheres. Maybe Rav Meir only says by a big Kli Cheres, by a big earthly Kli. Therefore, we say as soon as you hollow out the clay, right now you could put things there, you could store things in it. Therefore, it's called fit for something as Mekabel Tumah. But over here, we make it in there a place just to make like a lantern to light fire. It's very small. If it's not fit right now to put the oil to use it, like what are you going to use it for? Gemara says, it's not used for anything. So therefore, maybe it's not called making a kli at all. So this Gemara answers no. Like Gemara's question was, Elohocha lamai chazi. Over here, since it's a small kli, it's a small earthly kli, you're making a nair out of it, what can it be used for if it's not finished yet, if it's not baked in the oven? So Gemara says, Chaz lekabuli veib shite. Yes, you could use it to receive, to put pennies in there. You can store pennies there. So since it could be used for something, that's Rav Meir's svara, it is called the utensil. Therefore, just like it's mekabel tumah, that's why it's also now Mishnah to make it on Yom Tov. Ikad the army, someone said like this. Ikad the army, Omer Rav Yosef, that Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadiki. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik. The Tanan we learned like this. Ilfasin. Here, Ilfasin Charnuyas. That these type of plates, Rashi said in the forest, Lekamon Koroi Shobnei Ayurus. These are like plates, came from the people in the cities, Bnei Ayurus, Shein and Bnei Krochim, they don't live in the big cities, Gedolim. V'yein makpidu makelim noyim, they live in the small cities, they don't care about having such nice fancy plates. O'meshenifshu to akar, as soon as you smoothen out, spread out the plate, shacheres oichlem babos, right away they start eating from it. And they don't wait until you finish it completely in the oven. So the kids, ilfa says chanu, these are plates, they're earthly plates, that were not really baked in the oven yet, is Torah. You should know that Torah, they're not Mekabel Tumah. Torah is Boreh Lameis. If it goes into an Oil Lameis, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Rashi says, Lagabi Oil Lameis being a Toich Lekli Cheres. There has to be some part to receive, like a base to receive something. But the Pasuk says, V'chol Kli Pasuach, Mashma V'yeshtoi Pesach. So therefore, something in an Oil Lameis, if you have a mace in a room, and you have all the earthly Kalim there, they're only Mekabel Tumah if they have a Toich, if they have a base kibble. A portion, like an indention, to receive something. But here, that's a flat plate. There's no place, no indention. Not like a soup bowl to receive. It's just a flat plate. It doesn't have any tumas in an oil mace. Of the tumeyo is the maso azav. But if a zav sits on it, tumah carries it, tumas maso, that it does have.
So Rashi learns Shazav Metama Kli Cheres Beset. Azav is also Metama of an earthly Kli, just by touching it. And here it doesn't have to be a base kibble, therefore it is Makabel Tuma. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Tzadok Omer, Av Toiris B'masa Zav. No, it's even Tor, even if a Zav carries it, it's still Tor. Because the Malachal is not finished yet. Since you did not bake it yet in the oven, it's not called finished yet. Or Rashi learns better still, not because it's not baked. Rashi learns, Lefi Shlanigma Malachton, Chakikoson, He Nechaku. It's not finished even hollowing it out yet. In other words, like we said before, Rashi said, these are people living in the small cities that they don't even care to use a flat plate even before it's hollowed out to make it into a base kibble. So since it's not nigmur, you didn't finish hollowing it out to make the chakika of the clay, therefore it's not makabel tuma. So what do you see? Almul Rebbe Lezer, chakika mishavi lumona. Like if it would have been hollowed out, even not baked in the oven, just hollowing it out, that makes a nigmur malachtai. So Mel Al Mishnah that says hollowing out a kli is called making a kli, goes according to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Tzedek, Rebbe Tzedek. Almul Yabai, somebody said back, Dilma, maybe no. Maybe only over there again it's a bigger plate. See, even though it's not finished being hollowed out yet, you could use it for something. That's why it's Makabel Tuma. But over here, what can you use it for? It's a small nair. If it's not hollowed out yet, or even if it's hollowed out, but if it's not finished completely, if it's not baked in the oven, you can't use it yet, it's not hard enough to leave oil in it. What is it fit for? So the Gemara says again, yes, it's fit to use to store store coins in it, to store small particles. So therefore, as long as it's finished, hollowed out, this nair is called the kli, and it's also to do it on yomtiv. Tana Rabbanu, look at the price like this. Ein poichsin es haner, you're not allowed to hollow out this clay to make a nair. V'ein oisin ilfisin charnuyis, and you're not allowed to make these type of, nilfis, this type of a pot of charnuyis, v'yomtiv, a flat plate, even though it's not hollowed out, you're not allowed to do it on yomtiv. Yes, he also, you are allowed to make a plate, this type of a flat plate, you're allowed to make a yomtiv. So Mora says, Mayan Chanuyas, Amrav Yuda Arnuyas. Maya Nuyas, what does that mean? Amravaya Tsi Chaklisa. A very smooth, flat type of a plate. In other words, very cheap type of kalim, that just flat, a flat piece of a plate that was not finished, it was not really hollowed out yet. Right, the Mishnah says then, V'yein oisin. So that's why Rav Shimon says you're allowed to make it on Yom Tov, because it's not called making a kli, since it wasn't really hollowed out yet, it wasn't really called making a kli. Then the Gemara says in the Mishnah, V'yein oisin chomim. You're not allowed to make charcoals on Yom Tov. Pshita, like Lamai Chazi, what does it fit for? In other words, if you only use coals the same day, and usually it's used for Dabash al Isser, to build something, to melt something down, so you can't use it on Yom Tov, so pshit, you can't make coals on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Tony Rebbe Chila Nitzachel Lamoiswa Lularayin, Laboy Bayon. The Nafka Min is, if you want to give it over to the best man, even on Yom Tov itself. So Rashi learns, Mecham Mecham Minu Machtois, to make the best hot. The Afagad Lasarach Yom Tov Enoish, even though they made these coals in order to make a big fire, to heat up the best on Yom Tov, still, you're not allowed to make it on Yom Tov. So Mara says, Omishari is a mutter to like heat up a bath. Kriyamarov alihaziyah. We're talking about making a schwitz, making a place, a steam house, in order to just sweat. V'koydim gzera. And before they made the gzera, not to even go to a sweat house. So Mela, hochinam alaziyah v'koydim gzera. Here's the chiddush, if you want to make these coals, just to make like a sweat house, in order to be able to sweat there, even though before they made the gzera you were allowed to do it, still you're not allowed to make the pchomim, you can't make the charcoals, because it looks like you're making a kli on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Lahaziyah machnes ha-pchomim le-toichoy. When the Yodim nechnos ha-maziyah, according to Gozo Azeyah, nishtas mishtazu. Before the Rabbanim made the gzera not to take a sweat, not to go into a sweat house on Yom Tov, because Metchil was only offered to take a bath, to wash. But a sweat house was mutter. Later the Rabbanim made the gzera not even to go into a sweat house. So once they made a gzera, before they made this gzera, really on Yom Tov, you are allowed to have if the coals were made from before Yom Tov, you would be allowed to make a lot of steam to make a sweat house. But the Mishnah is saying, you're not allowed to make the charcoals on Yom Tov itself. To make them first on Yom Tov, that's called, you're making a kli, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yes.
So we're holding on the last line of Daf Lamed Beis Omed Aleph. The Gemara says again, like it says in the Mishnah, V'yein choytchin es ha-psilo lishnayim. You're not allowed to cut a wick from the nair into two. Because it looks like you're making a mon, like you're making a kli. For the Gemara, Mishnah besakin deloy. How come the Mishnah is mashmer not allowed to cut the wick with a knife in